Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davinden.
The French are going to.
I can never get it
right.
I don't
know what
you play it on iTunes, when... right?
Yes, yeah, sure. We've been over it.
Yeah, well, apparently we haven't gotten the point.
Oh, that's so much energy. Do it so right. After 2 weeks off, just nail it.
Oh, no, God.
No, you forget where we are.
iTunes can suck a cock. Anyway, yeah, you know what you're listening to.
They can tell right away.
Yep. We're back.
Yes, we are.
Davin's in the show that is better than the day after vacation's over.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm still on vacation. Anyway, number 845-986-8804. Call. You might get to us. You probably will. We'll talk to you. Or join the chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com or clicking chat and listen live when you get there. If you're listening on one of our tremendous affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt, screwing up the iTunes. Joe Curry laughing.
Good evening.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
You know what? I think they missed us. The chat's filling up already.
And we missed them.
We certainly did.
We most certainly did. They're our pals.
Sometimes while I was away, I would just play punishment music to abuse myself.
You know, you played punishment music while abusing yourself. And nobody's fooled by that.
And while we were on hiatus, Trucker Tom has been put on notice. That there is specially prepared Trucker Tom punishment music, should he get out of hand.
Oh, that'll happen.
And I actually posted something.
Yes.
A song that he had said he did not like, because I recorded that for Trucker Tom. But then he went and felt all cocky, that, well, it's not really that bad.
Well, that doesn't bother me.
So then I told Pip Helix what I recorded.
Yes.
That nobody likes.
No.
That could be the ultimate and terrible, punishment.
I said, that's going to punish me.
One of my songs.
We play that on the show.
Joe Curry's demos. It stinks. Nobody wants to hear this.
Joe got
the band humorism tells him it's good.
No, I was going to be very nice to you. I was actually very nice to you on our Facebook page.
Yes.
So, I'm as shocked as you are.
Yeah.
Just feeling nice. All right. So
it's
I guess
practically
we should get
a love
to
fest.
Tell everybody what we've been up to. Well, you had a big show tonight. We're going to catch up.
Yes.
With everybody. A lot of scammer stuff. When we last left off with Ann Jackson, she was up to her arse in scammers from all different angles, all different various scams, and she thought it was all real.
Yeah.
And, oh, yes. Very disconcerting.
Yes.
Very disconcerting.
Yes. And of course, I was having my problems with Belinda. I had warned a victim that Mavis wasn't who he thought she was, and then Mavis accused me of accusing her brother of stealing, and then got very upset with me.
Oh, she went bullshit, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she just made up her own reason to be mad at you. She had so many others to really be mad at you, but she made up her own.
And then she went threatened, and not only threatened, but did, told my my sweet African girlfriend Belinda that I was cheating on her with my wife. And that caused problems. There's a lot to get to.
She's a blabbermouth, Norton.
Lots of issues on that front. But I guess we should catch up. Been away for a little bit.
With our own issues.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
You said rather catch up, and I said rather mustard. Stunk on ice.
Remember what we were talking about before with the juvenile jokes, and like if somebody did that in our chat room, we would rip them apart. Joe and I would not stand for that. And then right a minute into the show, Joe just something that deserves to be bashed in the back of the head.
I will confess, when I launched that line, the little guy inside of my head went, why did you do that?
No. He was, as it was going out of your mouth, he went, no!
Oh, I need a pen because that just reminded me.
I'm being put on report. You're being put on report, mister.
Look
You're
at that, two demerits.
The show.
No. Actually,
but
the awful of that just reminded me of something else that was awful that I wanted to talk about.
You're not in trouble. Well, you are in trouble, but not for this.
I bet you anything I'm going to remind him of something awful later.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
Yes. Right. Give me a couple minutes.
You know, I got to tell about my... everything's I was on vacation. I wasn't on vacation. I was actually working. But I was working in the Bahamas.
You're working in paradise.
Yeah.
And that's... Well, that's the thing, Joe. Here's the thing. Nobody wants to hear you bitching about working in paradise.
But the thing about it is, when we go away, because people go, I haven't been on a vacation in 12 years, but people go, well, you go away on the road. You still have to perform a task at the end of the day. You have to go up, and you have to work, and it is work. You're performing in front of strangers, trying to make them laugh. It is a job, but you still have over your head. If you go on a regular vacation, you get up, you go to the beach, you party, you go to dinner, you dance, you drink, and that's a vacation. But when you...
I want a vacation with you. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
the way things are going, maybe we're splitting. But no, man, you know, but yeah, when you're gigging, and even if you're in Paradise, you still have to stop whatever you're doing,
yeah,
and you have to do a job.
Yeah. But see, as a comic, you understand that.
Yeah, mm-hmm, right.
Like, a comic could talk about the other gig with other working other comics. Yeah. Guys that have been doing it as a career.
Right. Yeah.
Or doing it a long time.
Right.
But the average person, they don't want to
hear.
They
don't get it. They don't understand.
Well, they don't want to hear. So I get that with what I'm going to say. And I gave the full recap of Atlantis last time I was, you know.
Yes.
And I want to say the end of January 2013, one of those shows.
Right,
and you know
right,
what
yes.
I took the takeaway for me from that visit was? Bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, well, they came back. They came back. This time I found a real grocery store. It was a little bit more of a walk, but well worth it.
Oh, my goodness.
Must be frustrating you watching this bountiful buffet full of every imaginable treat there is, and you're sitting there eating, you know, like Spam, watching it out the window.
For $45 a day for a night for a buffet? Yeah, damn right I'm eating bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, that'll add up.
But the thing
that'll
is,
add up.
When I'm with yeah. myself, I'll eat the bologna sandwiches. You know, whatever.
Right.
When the wife and kid are there,
you gotta do it.
I mean, we didn't do the buffet. My wife is pretty reasonable about things yeah. and everything. But I was certainly eating out more than I would. But I guess I got to start with the very beginning. Enough with the Japanese tourists with the surgical mask when they fly. Enough! I'll tell you what, if I see that one more time, I'm going to go over to a Japanese family and shoot a snot rocket right at them just out of spite. I've had enough of it. The diseases are coming from you people anyway.
Oh,
I understand
my God.
That. And you're not putting the plane at ease. You should say, you know what? If you want to put a mask on, put the one you wear over your face when the plane drops down a trillion feet.
They should just put them in a bubble. Enough with the you're not so fragile. You survived Godzilla. You'll survive the common cold.
Well, see, now I can understand that, but right now in the middle of an Ebola scare, I think I'd be wearing a friggin' mask,
too. You're
flying
to the Bahamas. No Africans are going to Paradise Island.
Yeah,
I don't know that.
Yeah, and it's like from an Asian place. They're flying out of Miami.
I know.
But the Asians are the only ones. So they think they're onto something that the rest of us haven't figured out? No, stupid. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
They're the ones that had the bird flu.
Oh, yeah.
How'd that work out for them?
Yeah. Wear all the masks you want. It ain't working.
Listen, unless you're going to rob a train, I don't want to see you wearing a mask while you travel. unless you're Jesse James and this is the Brady Bunch and Peter's having a dream, I don't want to see you with your stupid little mask.
Meanwhile, killed my father.
am I alone with this, or is it just irritating?
Of course it's irritating. You want to? It's like people, because they wear the mask, it's like you're the guy with the germs. I'm not the guy with the germs. I haven't had a cold since winter, and you're sitting there with your masks on.
Just want to sneeze on them?
Yeah.
Well, did they think that I was with you?
What?
Huh?
Because I'm always sick. Because did they think that I was with you?
No, but it's not about me. I wasn't taking it personal. No, it's just bailing.
I would take it personal.
Joe. It's early.
I would take it personal.
I don't take it. I was nowhere near them.
Yeah.
I just see them online for immigration. Only the Asians.
Yeah.
Like, are they looking? Oh, these stupid white people and black people. They're going to get all the diseases.
Were they on the plane
Maybe.
Wearing the masks?
I mean, I've seen it before where they are. They're out in public wearing the masks. There's porn with them wearing masks.
I've seen.
Listen, if there's going to be
what?
A cocky scene.
Wow.
Yeah.
It really?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
I've heard.
Oh, no, you haven't actually seen this, right?
I've seen clips. I mean, you know, you don't sit down and watch for it.
No, but I'm thinking, wait a minute. You're going to be covered in body fluids in a moment.
If they're performing oral sex, it must look like they're getting blown by a surgeon or something like that.
It's Dickie Houser.
Yeah.
It's like doing it through a sheet. What are you kidding me?
I know.
Leave my people out of this. I don't know. Listen, you know what? If you're going to do a bukkake scene, I get you want to cover everything up. But otherwise, you know.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the Asians.
I would think it would be more important to be wearing, like, one of those clear visors that you use when you're going to, like, work with tile work or
something.
When
you're a welder. Yeah. A welder's mask.
That's what I would
put Jennifer Beals in Flashdance.
Jennifer Beals.
Was that what her name?
Yeah. Yeah,
Jennifer
that's
Beals
her.
In Flashdance? Yes.
Yep. Yeah, she was a welder, and she had those huge welding
She's
mats.
A maniac, for sure.
I got to complain about this again. I probably did it last time.
Okay.
Everything at the Atlantis, which is a beautiful resort. I couldn't afford to go there, but it's a beautiful resort.
Hey, but you're there.
But I'm there. everything's a 15% gratuity. They give you a slice of pizza, there's a 15% gratuity. They wipe your ass, there's a 15. Everything's a 15% gratuity.
Oh, please, I give 20 for wiping my ass.
You order a coffee, there's a 15% gratuity. A gratuity should be earned.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be included in every transaction, because then it's not a gratuity. It's a surcharge.
Yeah.
And there's no incentive to actually get good service. Not that the service was bad, but there's no incentive.
But there's no incentive. If you're, like, if you're a good waitress or a bartender, you hustle your ass, and, you know, if you got a good patron, you get a good tip. I mean, as a bartender, I throw plenty of money at. And I...
Someone's having shades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The watch wasn't enough. But anyway, whatever. Now hard cash.
Cash works.
The guise of booze.
Listen, I understand. I tip well when I get good service.
I'll tip more than 15%.
I'm
not tipping on a slice of pizza.
No, screw that.
Not at all.
It's just Tom says it should be a 50% gratuity to even venture near my ass. It's like, yes, I understand.
Okay. You know,
everybody's a little rusty.
Everybody's a little rusty, Ben.
Right.
Every second hour get picked up,
Sure. Keep plugging away there,
all right,
sport.
Let's keep supporting each other, Tom. All right,
we can all get through this together.
We'll be warmed up by 7.
Hope the chat's supportive of you, Tom, and your first endeavor.
And us as well.
That I'm not counting
on. Don't bust his balls too hard. He actually just confirmed that he is going to be at our show on October 10th.
Right on. Yeah. Full team. Yeah.
We might have to come out to the Trucker Tom punishment song.
That guy tribes ain't going to punish the guy.
No.
We're not going to punish the whole audience. We can save that for the after show, right. Punishing Tom by himself.
All right. So the first week
that
I'm
came
there,
out wrong.
First week I'm there. There's nobody with me. I'm by myself the first
week. Right.
So I live like a hermit, like a comic.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the free
news. Yeah,
I'm not getting any sun. You know, I'll go out for like an hour, a little bit. And I actually think to myself, Joe would love this. He loves the beach. He'd be out in the sun
every day. Every day.
But
every
I'm not. I'm like, I'll watch some bad cable.
Why would you? Why would you're in a place where people pay thousands of dollars to go? Why would you at the beach? You could sit in a Days Inn in Schenectady and do the same thing, stupid.
I would. It's closer to me. No, I'd probably make more money off the gig. Because it's a gig.
I don't care.
Gig.
When I used to do this place down in Wildwood, okay, it was so great, man. I would hit the beach every day, kick back, get cleaned up, do the gig, then we go out, have some pizza, then drink our balls off till 4 in the morning.
Because you're with
other
comics that you're hanging out with.
Even so, I would go to the beach alone, man. Maybe I'm a loner.
Yeah,
that's
what it is.
A little bit. I looked at the aquariums again.
You see the dolphins?
Get there, Joe. Slow down. All right.
Dolphins.
Email me about those stupid dolphins.
All right.
Enough with the stupid dolphins.
I know
you like Flipper. But here's the thing. I was completely relaxed that first week.
Because you're in paradise.
Well, because, you know, I'm sleeping well. There's no cats taking up the bed. I'm doing things when I want to do things. I just got stupid shows to do.
There's no idiot co-host you have to keep on top of or a back room.
I still did that with limited internet.
Yeah.
Amazing. How are you doing with your homework? Really?
Well, listen, just because we're off from school doesn't mean there's no more school.
I had you want to just check how I was doing with my reading list, you know?
Not well.
No.
So, but then the family comes the second week.
Yeah,
my folks, my parents.
Yeah,
and my wife and daughter the second week.
And didn't your wife's sister come or something?
No.
Oh.
So the wife is. First of all, they bring the rain with them. they arrive and it's pouring. We've had lovely weather. They arrive, it's pouring.
I can just see clouds coming out from the thing onto the carousel. Oh, there it is, Steer. Grab the clouds. Daddy, we might make sure we don't forget them because Daddy, I'm sure, will be thrilled about them.
No, not that. The gray one.
They arrive, it's pouring. I was watching a movie. I didn't even get them to meet them right in time. They were outside my room. They arrived.
Wow.
Because they got there quicker than I thought. I was watching In the Monuments Men.
Jesus, it was pretty
nice. Sitting in the room watching TV.
No, I wasn't in my room. They have a movie theater.
Oh, I see.
So I go to the movies. I catch up on the movies and everything. So the wife's ready to look at things.
Yeah.
The daughter doesn't want to walk anywhere. So already there's that tension.
Yes.
Right off the plane. And immediately my stress level goes up. I went from bored to... it was like the tale of 2 weeks.
0 out of 50.
It was first week never happened.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, all right, we're back. It's showtime.
You know, That is amazing. That's how I feel when I have to spend any, you know, elongated time with certain members of my family. It's like, oh, God!
Yeah, but they were living with me.
I know.
Living with me.
But, you know, it was good. It was good to see him. Good. So one day we went to the water park. I know, you guys know, I can't swim. But I still like going to water parks.
Yeah.
You seem surprised every time I say I can't
swim. I know.
People,
you know what?
Swim.
You say that every time I say it.
Because
too.
It astounds me every time.
It
astounds me that people pay you to talk into a microphone.
I'll say it every
and
time.
And yet it happens.
And we both struggle to keep our heads above water while we do it.
Very nice. Joe's knocking off the cobweb.
I know.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Much better than the stupid ketchup joke he opened with.
No, let's forget about that.
All right, I know what we can do.
What are you going to do? Keep it to yourself next time.
Noted, sir.
So there's this thing, Leap of Faith. It's the high. It's like a tube that you go down. There's nothing to float on, so you just slide down like a slide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all the way at the top, and it seems like a straight drop down.
Yeah.
How many feet high do you think that is? Rough guess.
Very.
Okay.
It's at the top of the Mayan thing, so I'm sure that was built by them. The Mayan temple.
Yeah, of course it was.
It's called the Mayan temple. It's ancient, Joe. It's at least 20 years old.
Men came with cement mixers and plows.
Yes, exactly.
And machinery and built these ancient figures.
The world was supposed to end by the time it was finished, but it didn't.
Wrong people, wrong place. Anyway.
It's really high. You can see it from any place.
Yeah.
So it's a straight drop down.
That's terrifying.
Now, my mistake was, because my wife goes down first, and she screams.
Oh, God.
And then my daughter goes down, because we'll figure we'll be in between her.
Right.
And you got to be 48 inches to ride. She's like 51, so she's just above it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So she needs a push to get down. She's not moving.
Yeah.
My mistake is...
That might have been fear. Might have been fear.
Yeah, it's like, no!
She wanted to do it. My mistake is I look down.
Oh.
You can't look down.
No, don't look down. No.
Here's the problem with this. You see, when you're outside the thing, you see daylight. You see where the people slide down.
Right.
After that, there's complete darkness.
Oh, God, now.
And now there's just water shooting all over the place. It's like a Golden Showers film. You can't see, but you just
get...
But
with a blindfold on.
right.
Well, you know, you're just getting doused with the stuff. And you don't know if you should hold your breath. You don't know how long it's going to
be. Because that element of darkness, I mean, if you could see, all right, the water's coming from here. It's cool. I'll hold my breath here. You know, now you're just like, you're being waterboarded.
Yes!
And like sliding down
something. Yes! Yes!
Oh, you know,
Dick Cheney was waiting for me at the bottom.
With a towel. Yeah.
How'd you like that? Now give us your secrets.
Yeah, yeah.
Dick Cheney was waiting.
Man, my wife's a good swimmer.
Yeah.
She didn't like it either.
Oh, no.
No, that ride kicked our ass.
Yeah, I don't think that I would enjoy that at all. It does sound like a little bit BDSM.
And
not the way that Tom was enjoying the thought.
Right, something just dawned on me. That's right, you can't swim. Now, obviously, you're going to be going into a pool of water.
Right.
You can't swim.
No.
You're in the dark. You're being splashed by water while going down a steep incline, while you're going to land in water after you come out of the dark. And you can't swim.
No. Yeah, so no.
Very not fun, I'm assuming.
And you wind up head first.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah,
you have to go head first
down? No, but just like because it kind of dumps you out. You don't land gracefully. So you just kind of fall back.
You know, in the East German
underwater,
judge.
Now you scramble like an
asshole.
I don't
even know why you did. If I couldn't swim, I wouldn't even do it.
No.
Because I could stand in the water.
Well, how deep is the water?
3-4 feet.
Still.
Really?
No.
Yeah,
it's still.
No.
I also learned something else. There was these other rides, other water rides that they have where you sit on like a raft, you know, like with your ass in the middle, like an inner tube type.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And they have very clear instructions on how to properly sit. You should make sure your ass is not dragging in the middle of the thing.
Okay.
In between the donut.
Okay.
There's pictures on how to ride where your ass is not in the middle.
Right.
And when your ass is in the middle.
Okay.
They're very clear.
Yes.
For most people. Not for me.
How did I know that was coming?
Again, I'm way up in the air. And I'm on, now this time I'm on an inner tube, which I feel safer about. I don't know.
They love heights at this place.
They
Jesus
think?
Christ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot. Yeah, you're dropping a lot.
Wait, Tom's like, wait, stupid can't swim and he went on a ride that dumps him in a pool?
That's what I was saying before,
yeah.
Tom.
I love
and
water
I'm
ride.
Not busting on him when he was telling the last story. I'm like, you know, why would you do
why
that?
Why would you do that?
That's the
yourself?
Worst thing you would ever want to do.
But I'm the one who likes to go white water rafting.
But do you like to go drowning? I mean, you know, that's essentially what it is.
You know, it's weird. I'll sooner go on these crazy rides than I will snorkeling. I'm a little bit more scared with the snorkeling at this point.
Well, that it, but it, you're more that you mean you really need to swim.
But, you, but
I don't. I go but, snorkeling. I can't swim.
But you're wow. more in control. Like you're wearing a mask. You could see.
Yeah, but yes. I screw up the breathing. Yes. There's like a whole thing.
In and out. In and out. In and out like you do on land.
Water,
you
know, chug some water. Spit it out.
But the mind starts playing tricks. Like I tried the snuba once, which is a combination of snorkeling and scuba diving.
Really?
Oh, my.
Where you're like walking on the bottom, but there's a hose on top and everything.
Oh, interesting.
And I couldn't do it. I
couldn't figure it out.
Like, I couldn't get the stupid couldn't remember how to breathe
It's not natural.
I find that out because basically the fact that you were going down this tube in the water, you're disoriented.
Yeah.
And, and now you have to get your bearings together and you can't swim. At least in snoobering or snorkeling, it's more controlled. You have your senses around
right,
you.
Right, yeah. But when I'm going on this raft, I'm still above water. I'm still above water.
Scuba, right.
I'm underwater.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's a lot more scary, I guess, for me. Like, I'm telling myself everything's going to be fine, but, like, my insides are going, no. We're going to breathe quickly. We're going to fuck this up. We are not going to remain calm. You are going to freak out. Fortunately, your wife has asthma, so she won't be able to do it either, so you'll spend some time on the boat.
Fortunately, it's just asthma.
See, I get, you know, as me, when I would be, like, there was a couple of, I would be caught in a riptide. Also, my jet ski, I snapped an impeller to a mile and a half off shore one time.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, and I'm not going to go into the story, but in that situation, I would calm myself down, and I go, panic equals death. Panic equals death. Mellow out, be
That's
cool,
the thing to do. That's
through.
The smart thing to do.
Yeah.
You know? Very cool, very calm.
Yeah.
I actually thought about that because I was watching something on television and they were doing those little ski jets. And I'm like, what if you take that stuff really far out? And in every monster movie, they're out of gas and then, you know, somebody comes along. Let me help you. And they decapitate
you.
I
won't go into the story, but it's not fun. It was a whole...
last time when I was at the Atlantic, they have the jet ski guys on the beach that are not affiliated with the hotel. The hotel tells you that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about the jet ski guys. They're offering you cocaine 15 minutes before you go out there. The cabbies are offering you cocaine. Everybody! They're very concerned that
are
I want to have a good time.
Are you shitting me?
Wherever you go. Yeah. Wherever you go. You party? You having a party? You good? They're very concerned that I have a good time. I'm just like, sure, I'll bring snacks. It will be a book party.
I got a bologna sandwich. We'll be right there.
Exactly.
What, do you have cheese over there? Oh.
I get offered more drugs in Paradise Island than I do when I work in New York.
Wow.
All the time.
Wow.
But these are the guys that want to go on the jet ski. I'm like, no. I don't think you're insured.
I don't think Mr. Coked Up should be the one taking me out there to drown.
Well, they don't take you out there. You go from the beach.
Yes.
And you're on your own.
Oh jeez.
Oh, it's like when you go to...
I didn't go.
Any resort down there. Like when I was at Sandal, very protected, very, you know, the sanctuary, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Until the boundary line ends, then it's like no man's land.
The wild, wild, wild.
They tell you, just keep your ass inside. Don't go running around.
Thank you for the segue. So, I'm at, once again, very high up.
Mm-hmm.
I have a long way to go down.
Right.
On a tube. I get in the tube. I'm by myself. I think everything's good. I feel good about this experience. I'm going down. I noticed I can't read pictures because my ass is dragging on the ground. I was like, boom, boom. I'm like, oh, this is smart. I better pick my ass up. I'll tell you, you learn very quickly how to pick up your ass. It's a great way to tighten those glutes.
He went through the paddy whack machine, too.
Yeah. It was like we were playing Spud and I lost.
You need to pick up your ass and wind up with another three assholes you want to get.
You learn very quickly. Now, I feel bad for people who have very large asses and no muscle tone.
Oh, shit.
Because that ass is going to drag. There's going to be sparks in that one. And it's a long way down till you get to water.
Oh, God.
Because, you know, there is some water, but it's a little dry there, too, with your asses dragging.
So, so on the slide that you're going down or whatever the thing, there's no, like, stream of water going down there?
Not enough to insulate the pain from my ass.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, I figured it out pretty quickly. Ooh, better glued up, mister.
Yeah!
get the ass above ground.
Yeah, it's not road rash. It's like stream rash.
Yeah, I mean, I figured it out. And I like the ones on the floats. I feel better on the raft.
Yeah.
And everything. And they have like this like rapids river and everything that's like a laser. Listen, you don't ever have to leave the property of the Atlantis. They have everything there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Joe asked me, did I see the dolphins? Yes, Joe.
Did you pet him and ask him whose fin that is?
Whose
fin is that? Whose fin is that?
Whose fin is that?
You petted a dolphin?
Yeah, yeah. There's something called a shallow water experience.
We should call that a shark.
Oh, my God. Oh!
Get there.
Snap. They have cranky dolphins here.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. For my family to watch on the beach where this is happening, it was $15. I paid $15 for my my mom and my dad because they paid for this thing to watch. Really? You got to pay $15 a person
for them to watch?
To watch other people having fun.
And having fun, what, play with the dolphins or go down? What?
No, yeah, we're holding the dolphins.
Oh, okay,
the dolphins
right.
Doing tricks and everything.
You got to pay $15 to watch?
To watch?
Yeah.
You don't have to pay that much for porn.
No, internet was $21.95. We've been over that, Joe.
Okay.
So porn was a little bit more.
Now, here was the thing about
this dolphin. I feel better
about
that then.
So the trainers got the dolphin with the belly up, showing us like the different portions of the dolphin, the genitals, this, that, the other.
Okay.
You know, we're not to touch the dolphin or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, please don't arouse the dolphin.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I believe the dolphin's name was Missy. Missy had to take a dump.
Of course
Missy
she did.
Missy dumped on the trainer.
Oh, no.
And now we're all standing in Missy's dump water.
No!
Ew! Oh! Ew! Can Missy
dolphin
please flush?
Toilet! Ah!
Use a little fin and flush, please, Missy.
I don't get a discount for that. There's no money offered back.
Oh,
I'm surprised they didn't charge more.
You
probably.
See what, gotta
this
see
is
what,
a yeah. unique experience.
You got to see what the whale did an hour ago.
They don't have whales there, thank goodness.
Yeah.
I'll probably use it as an inner tube and float on it.
We thought that was the mudslide. Oh!
So my parents came out to my Tuesday night show.
Well, it's like a Brady Bunch trip.
Yeah, kind of.
The Magic Tiki Joke. Yeah. They came out on the Tuesday night. I was actually kind of nervous. I don't usually get nervous when anybody sees me.
Mm.
But my parents have only seen me at these Jewish shows that I do, which I can't really do my show.
Right.
You know, I'm kind of doing like a tamed down, neutered, not the awful human being that I am show.
Mm-hmm. So they've never seen you in your full, unfettered...
Not in quite some time.
Prime? Oh, boy.
Because the act has evolved, as you know.
Yes, I do. Oh, poor mom.
But they really liked it and everything. I was in the crowd a little bit and everything. They liked that and everything. They really had a good time. They liked me better than the other guy. I wasn't headlining. So, oh, yeah, that's right. So my parents come out. My dad comes out. He goes, yeah, I think you were much better than the headliner. Right as the headliner's walking in.
No,
right.
No.
Yes. You know, it's bad enough when an audience member does it. It's bad.
Oh, God.
And the headliner's a good headliner. He's very funny. And I'm just like, oh, thanks.
No, but you know what? You just got to, dude, this is my dad, okay?
Yeah, well,
you know,
it's your like, dad. It's, you know.
It's your dad.
Dad. There's dad now.
Yeah, but yeah, he's know, like, I didn't mean to screw up.
I immediately introduced, but I was like, oh.
I know, but yeah, he's probably used to that. Other people's family and friends
are
there.
Of course
your
family's going to say that.
Yeah, they're going to talk
you
up.
Like, I'm just like waiting for his like the law school comments. You know, you should have stuck in law school. I'm waiting for that.
Oh, really?
I was waiting for that. Always. Couple days later.
No.
My dad goes, you know, you were really good with the crowd. That's such a skill and everything. You know
like, where you could use that skill?
He goes, you would have been a great trial attorney. I didn't see that one coming, but there it is.
Oh, God. You know who uses skills like that?
Yeah, but judges won't put up with my shenanigans like an audience.
Yeah, no.
Wrong, Your Honor. Wrong. Wrong.
Really stupid.
Really stupid.
How you get the gavel? Really, look at your robe. It's not even on right.
Really? Really? Yeah. Really? Oh, boy. Yeah, that's contempt.
You
of
call
court.
That a statute?
Yeah.
Do you? Do you?
Oh, God, yeah. Boy, yeah. Yeah, you'd be spending some time behind bars yourself.
That's not improv. That's contempt of court.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a little different.
You're right. I think my quote-unquote talents are probably being best utilized where they are.
Yes.
But I knew it was coming, but it came. But, you know, he was happy. Unfortunately, my wife came to the next show. The next show was Men's and Men's.
Okay.
It wasn't great. She's seen me do have really good shows, though.
Yeah.
But it was Men's and Men's. Now.
Did she feel that way as well, or was this
yeah,
your self-criticism?
No, she thought they were weird.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, I was proud of myself. I wasn't happy. I'm never happy when the show doesn't go the way I want it to.
Right.
But I was proud of myself. I'm like, well, you know what? I delivered the jokes properly.
Yeah.
I did everything I could. And everything. Because, you know, the edgier I get,
yeah.
And you've seen me more recently,
yes.
The harder it is for me to do these resorts.
Yeah,
I
but
hear about the Jesus.
The problem is, too, is that you'll do a show. And you'll go, holy smokes, what's going on here? And you look, I delivered it. It's the same thing I've always do. I'll listen at the house. And you'll get to the house the next day, listen at the house. And you listen like out of a show of art, and you're like, And you still can't figure it out.
Yeah.
You still can't figure it out. You listen to the same stuff, the past other show. And listen, Jesus Christ.
It's like, why did it go wrong? Delivered the same way.
It's baffling. It's maddening.
I know what it is. First of all, I'm featuring.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as you and I have talked about, you don't get the same laughs.
You don't get the same laughs. Also, you have to edit your set. If you're used to a certain position, you have to edit it down. Things don't flow as well as you want. You have to deal with what you got.
These people have been out on the beach all day.
Right.
They're not as sharp as they might be.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, they just want to relax. They want the silly.
They don't
want
to be yelled at.
I don't understand that. Do you, Joe?
An angry Jew. The act has evolved into something.
They have to deal with that at work. Yeah. You know,
a little angry Jew. Stupid.
Not going to deny it.
But they. Oh, I didn't know this was a kid touching type of boat.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say I didn't realize this was a kid touching type of resort. That would explain why the Cartoon Network's here. Which they were. They're there for the summer.
Oh, God.
Of course, I did that right as somebody from the hotel walks in. But
no!
That's where the joke goes. You can't edit me now.
Nope.
So, but, you know, the shows were pretty good. But I it's harder and harder for me to do these type of things. I don't have that much wacky stuff. You know, the more I progressed, I don't have. I used to have stuff about commercials and stuff like that, like the Charmin, you know, toilet paper and Ethiopian restaurants and stuff.
Right,
I used
right.
to have all that stuff.
Yeah. What happened to it?
Where'd it go?
It bores the piss out of me.
I know.
There's
hence
no,
the Charmin.
There's no substance to it.
No, you can't. You go back to old stuff. Like I rarely go back to my old stuff. You know, sometimes. But the conviction I have, my life has changed.
Yeah.
And my act has changed along with my wife. And to go back to some of the, I can't
that
do my own
Freudian.
Stuff. Also, too, there's some, but also you do some bits. Like I used to do that sex day bit and stuff like that. And it got to the point, like maybe about a year ago, where I said, I'm so, and it was a great joke.
Yeah.
But I go, I'm so sick and tired of doing, how old is this joke? But where I said, I really don't want to do this joke anymore. I haven't done the joke in about a year.
Wow.
So, you know, because I don't want it. I'm
and
sick
you know
tired
the joke
it,
will work, and you know it would be good for you.
It always kill, but I didn't want to do it anymore. I got to hate the joke. So I didn't, you know.
Well, you know what? Sometimes maybe I should just give in to the masses. Because there's really nothing to prove. There's nothing to prove.
No, no.
So before I walk in on one of these shows, there's this family of eight. And they don't like the word fuck, apparently. I don't know.
Apparently they do like it because they've got eight.
They like the action. But now, keep in mind, our show is a 9:30 show, an adult show. There's a 6:30 family show with a magician.
Oh, so why didn't they get to that?
Well, we'll get there.
All right.
I don't know why. So they don't like the word fuck, but the woman who's running the show says, listen, these guys curse. But like, all right, you know what, we'll give it a shot. So I walk in. The mother is drunk.
Yay!
The mother's drunk, and one of the chicks is pretending she's a rocker chick. You know, I was wearing the bandana that night, and she was pretending. Here's the thing. If you don't like the word fuck, you really can't pretend you're a rocker.
How old was she?
Yeah.
I don't know, teens to early 20s. I don't know.
Okay.
So I don't generally curse that much in my act.
No.
But there's this Latina woman who wants to be part of the show.
Oh, great.
She was very boisterous.
Mm-hmm.
That's odd.
That's odd.
Very, very attractive. Well, yes. It's a small group. Most of the people are kind of in the front. The group of eight is sitting in the back, mm-hmm. like the judges and everything.
All right.
So I said something. I'm like, you people need to focus. And she said, yes, we need to focus. I said, what?
What?
You just say fuck us? She goes, that's the one word I can't say. Focus is the one word. So now,
yeah.
I'm completely gone with this. I'm like, yeah, I understand. Like, you know, right before you take the driver's test, you really have to fuck us.
That's great.
I'm with that, yeah.
So we're having this back and forth.
Is the crowd laughing?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Everybody. Yes. No. I would say everybody, but not everybody.
But all right.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
Oh, they're loving it. They're even. I'm going back and forth with this Latina woman. I find out later after the show her boyfriend has worked with Robin Williams. They know.
Wow.
They know Jay Leno. We'll see. Whatever. Big things are going to happen.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure. Anyway, they love me and everything. And then I do one of my Jesus jokes, the newer Jesus joke.
Okay.
Which I've been really working on. Really worked on that week about raising Jesus. Like,
yeah.
It would be hard to raise teenage Jesus and
yes.
everything. because you know there's you know Joseph going in going to Jesus, look at this mess, you know what, we raised in a barn. You know you're not going outside unless you clean up this mess, and then Jesus turns on Joseph, you can't tell me what to do, you're not my real dad.
I know that one.
Yeah, you know that this, it's not really a bad joke.
No,
it's just it's a Jesus joke.
Yeah.
And then, like, I talk about, like, how Judas is peer pressuring him into doing something bad, and Jesus is thinking to himself, what would I do? You know,
what would I do?
It's not a bad joke. Well, apparently for the group of eight, it was.
Oh,
and
boy.
Out they walked.
Good. Yeah. Scram.
You know,
beat
yeah.
it. Go to hell. What do you, you know what? You could have went to see the magician, okay?
Yes.
And they told you there was going to be language and adult content. I mean, I yeah. had that when I used to co-run an improv show. It was right before I met you guys. And we used to do a Thursday night.
The golden age.
We used to do it on a Thursday night. Our show started about 9 o'clock. We'd run till 11. We get done, and the person that was running it goes, we have to watch the language. We had a complaint. So they had some people had their son in there that was about 12, and he heard the language. I go, where are they? Why? I want to talk to them. Why? Why is a kid in a nightclub on a Thursday night at 11:30
Well,
night?
These weren't even yeah. little
you
kids.
Know, yeah.
A 12-year-old.
I mean, like, on the one point, like, I don't feel bad. But on the other point, you know, you always feel bad because the club's not thrilled.
No.
I mean, they still got their money. They still got their $160
right. Damn.
Out of them
yeah.
and everything.
But
and
they were
the
told.
Even admitted.
Yeah. That it's an adult content
yeah.
show. He was told it was an adult content show. It's the, what, 9 o'clock show, you
9:30.
Said? 9:30. The 9:30
yeah.
show.
Come
if
on.
It's the 3 o'clock matinee show, yeah,
there's
big problems.
Yes.
There's big problems.
Yes.
But they were told, so you want to, and the rest of the crowd had a good time. Sorry. I'm sorry. You were told, I'm sorry. This is what you like. It's like if you had some time. Well, this is the way the food is going to be. It's going to be Thai food. And you're eating, I don't really like Thai food. Well, we told, well, I'll, you know,
yeah.
I'll maybe, I'll, you know, if it's not your taste, you go out, you go get a pizza. You
right.
know, I mean, you know. Well, so there's nothing to feel bad about.
That wasn't the only time I walked people on this trip.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
I didn't know this. All right. Lucy, what happened?
Well, I was playing, the week before, we on Thursday nights, I talked about last time, we play this other resort, Breezes.
Mm.
It's a smaller resort. We drive across the island and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the basement. This is one I talked about with the scantily clad guys in the toga and everything with their schlongs hanging out and everything.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Where is this?
It's in the Bahamas. I talked about it last time. Listen, January 2013. So it's a very small audience
mm-hmm.
and everything, and I'm just, like, riffing and everything. And there's this mother with her daughter who's, I was going to say, in her 20s, late teens, early 20s, and the dad. And I guess the MC annoyed them a little bit with his cursing.
Okay.
I went up there. I'm having a great set.
Yeah.
But a few minutes into it, they got up and walked. So you see the mother look at the daughter. The mother gets up. The daughter gets up. And then you just see the father, like, okay, I guess we're doing
shit.
So
yeah.
he gets up, and he stops to look back, and I totally called. I go, poor dad. He just wants to go and have a good time. And his wife's like, no, we will not stay and enjoy ourselves. Back to the room to watch SportsCenter and play Monopoly.
That's funny.
Wow.
And he started laughing.
Because he called it.
Because he knows.
Yeah. The audience must have lost it.
The audience loved it, too, because he knows.
Yeah.
Dad just wants to have a good time.
Yeah, it's like,
but mom's being such a bitch.
Could you not be so friggin' uptight? Could I enjoy this for a minute?
So apparently, they go up to the front desk at Breezes.
Okay.
Mother does. I have a complaint about the comedy.
Of course.
I was appalled.
Oh.
And so the girl behind the desk from Breezes is very concerned.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. What happened? He said, fuck a lot. Something like that. And then I get from what the story I'm told is the girls from the club is like, you do realize it's a comedy show.
This wasn't the 3 o'clock puppet show.
Yeah.
It's not mass.
Yeah, it's,
you know?
It's like, I don't know what these people.
I wish, and I wish more people would turn around to these, the one person
yeah.
that rose up and go, are you some kind of an asshole?
Well,
you
must be established they are.
You must
yes.
be some kind of an asshole that you walk into a comedy show and they said, fuck. Let me tell you something. You're going to walk into a porno theater. You're going to see it too.
Well, that's what you're going
to
see
I
it.
I equate
too.
It to like going to an MMA match. I really don't like blood.
I don't like violence in the blood.
Yeah, it's like, oh, a wrestling? Like real wrestling?
I thought they were going to slap fight. No, stupid.
Yeah.
Get lost.
It's just, you know, you never want to see people walk. But like on both times, I actually had really good shows. Like that Latina girl and her man loved me.
Awesome.
Of course they did. I mean, she was a pain in the neck.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was riffing and everything. And then the final thing, I get on the plane yesterday, and behind me is a man who's like, keeps on grabbing the chair to get up a couple times, grabs, you know.
Yeah. It
makes me go back. So one time I lean back, hey, I lean back. I'm like, really, dude? But I didn't say anything. He's a black guy and everything, whatever. I didn't say anything.
What do you think he was going to do?
He might stab me. Right now, might be in luggage. I don't know. That's not why I didn't say anything. I just
They're going to march on the airport?
What?
Yeah, it was.
That's not why I didn't. But here's the thing. There's these two little girls that are his granddaughters. And they don't stop yammering the whole trip. Shrill voices kicking, and one of
them kicking,
and one of them was named ISIS. I met the terrorist.
No,
they never. Did you know? Because this girl's like four, probably.
Yeah.
So ISIS was just something creative that they did.
Yeah.
Now you named your granddaughter after a terrorist.
Now there was mighty goddess ISIS.
Al Qaeda, ISIS, behave.
Here's Uncle Hamas. I mean, you got
outside throwing stones at each other.
I think you got to rethink the ISIS thing. I think you got to, we're just going to call you Iz.
Until everything blows over.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, or sis. Or I.
Something.
That's like when the hurricane struck a couple of years ago and you're called Katrina. We're going to call you Katie till everything gets rebuilt.
Yeah, all right. Really.
just by existing, you're pissing people off.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, wow. I mean, just that, you know, can you imagine when this blew up, like, in the beginning of the year and Obama's like, well, it's not a big threat. They're like, okay, cool, we dodged a bullet. Next thing you know, they're killing journalists and everything. You got to beat your kid just as punishment just to prove you're American.
You're a patriot. Beat your child.
Yes.
You imagine when school starts, you know, Billy here, Susan here, ISIS, everybody jumps on the table.
Active shooter alert.
Yeah.
We heard ISIS was here.
Active shooter alert.
Boots on the playground.
There's boots on the, no, he won't put boots on the playground.
There will be no boots in the sandbox. No,
yeah. And now we know, even though we know ISIS is in the playground, there'll be no boots in the playground in the sandbox. In the ball pool.
In the ball pool.
We're not going to let ISIS onto the school paper. They don't get along with journalists.
Get in the corner, ISIS. Put on that little hat.
They were following around ISIS. They raided the ball pool, but ISIS was not there. Reports ISIS has been around.
ISIS is just sending in the videos for their homework and everything. We don't know where it came from, but ISIS is doing this.
Yeah.
ISIS is a bully. Yeah. There's a problem with ISIS in the fourth grade.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, yeah. All right, Joe, so what's going on with you?
No, it's been a very, I tell you, the first week, I just chilled out.
Yeah.
It's my first, actually, week in a year that I chilled out. And as everybody knows, I've been going through a very stressful situation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good. I've been hanging out at Ant's house watching his show. And his show's going really, really, really good.
Good.
And it's been fun because I've been sitting in the background. So I've been chomping at the bits to get here.
Let you get on?
No, because that's not the kind of show. It's not live from the compound anymore. It's the Anthony Cumia show. The compound, everybody's welcome on.
What, you're not right-wing enough?
No, it's just him, and he'll have guests on and stuff like that. Like, he had Dice over. He had Dice. He had Bob Kelly yesterday. A couple,
they're both comics, and so are you.
I understand that. But unfortunately, unfortunately for me, there are established comics that have been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I'll get on there. But, you know, I've just been going pretty much every time I can, just to sit in the back, to watch the process, to get tips for our show. Also, the film element they have, because for my play, we're going to be doing some filming, and I want to pick up some tips there. So it's been really interesting to see the whole process, and the show has been good.
I love doing stuff like that, seeing what other people are doing and how it works for them. It's just be a fly on the wall.
And
watch.
Like I told Ann, I go, I want to come by every chance I can when I get free time. I want to throw jokes and I want to chime in. I just want to see the process, and the process is absolutely fascinating with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been good. So I've been chilling out. Reconnected with a dear old friend.
New Mexico?
No. No.
With the girl you came on?
No.
I figured it's a female.
Yeah. But
were there any handy wipes involved?
Tell us. It's going to be a player on the show for the next 6 months.
It's like 20 questions.
No, don't say that.
Joe, please.
I don't want to go into
it. You might as well get it out now.
No.
Because in 3 months, it's going to go ass up, and you're going to be depressed. So you might as well get the backstory of it now so we can brace ourselves.
All I say, it's a friend from high school, so it's cool.
Oh, okay.
Right,
okay.
So,
she knew you when you had hair.
Yes. But, no, so that's cool. Also, the band played Mexicali Race Odyssey.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hillocks had a gig that night, so I didn't.
But you want to know something? I don't. The whole thing with the whole band thing, I'm so used to doing comedy. You have microphones there, and everything goes on. We go on, and it's time to load on the equipment on the stage. I've got a clear shot to set my stuff up, like a gentleman, get it all set up. Meanwhile, I go up there. The guitar player from the second band goes, I got to check my amp. Something's wrong. I got to look at my amp. Rolls my stuff back. He goes, you don't mind if I check this out? I am waiting for 15 minutes while the other band is setting up around me. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, my God.
You got to be kidding me. And, you know, he's one of these, like, poser hair metal guys, and he's dicking around with everything. And I'm like, really?
Wait. How are we still doing poser hair metal stuff?
Some guys don't get it. They're stuck in a time zone.
Yeah, your lead singer. But I love the music. I love the music, too, but I'm not wearing my hair like that anymore.
No. He's like one of these posy, you know, posy hair metal guys. And I'm like, this guy, you got to be kidding
me.
So he gets done, and it looks like he gets done, and I'm like, yay, we were all wrapped up? Yeah. Not even a thank you.
Yeah,
not even a thank
thanks
you,
for being patient.
I'm like,
or
douchebag.
Yeah.
You posy-haired douchebag.
He does.
And then I go, I get my stuff set up, and I
was
try to...
Was his name Isis?
No. But I go to set my, you know, get my sounds, and the stage manager goes, whoa, we're doing doors now. You can't test your sound.
What does that mean, you're doing?
Doors mean that
the
club is open now, and they don't want me... Doing a little, you know, checking my sounds.
You got to do it.
You got no sound check because this guy?
Here's the deal. I had to calm myself. I go sit in my truck and mellow out. I was ready to walk in the gig. I felt like grabbing the poser guy by the hair, which was probably a weave, and drag his ass over and go, stupid is going to explain to you why I'm taking my sweet fucking ass time getting my sounds together.
Yeah.
Because poser here had to go play Motley Crue riffs that, you know, and I had to wait for it, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, calm down, be cool, calm down. So I went,
Man, be cool.
And finally we went up. I was able to get a quick little sound check. But it just, that's the thing I don't miss about playing. Because usually the guys in the other bands are assholes.
Yes.
They're fucking assholes. And the thing about it is, in the whole rock community, everybody's cool. And the problem with me is I'm also in the comedy community, and I call bullshit right fucking quick.
Well, yeah. No, you don't. Not in comedy.
Not completely, but no, but you know what? But it's really is annoying when you're supposed to be like mellow.
Established comics usually will be more professionally courteous.
Yes.
But there's less to be courteous about because we're not really doing sound checks.
Right. And I am, when it comes to the band, with me at a comedy gig, I'm totally different at a band gig.
Right.
I am not, if because everybody's on top of each other, you're constantly getting screwed. And I've just been taught by Joe and Joe Cumia and through the year not to take shit from anyone or anything.
Right.
And sometimes I'm not the queen of the May. You know,
What?
Yeah, I know. You know,
seem like a sweetheart.
Well, you know, when a show at this, you know, red comedy show, you know, I'm very, but I just, because I'm getting sick and tired of being screwed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, you get the guy, mess with the, I didn't make a scene. Because I didn't want, because, you know, we're doing this.
Well, now, as the lead singer, isn't this Johnny's job to make sure everything's working well with the band?
No,
he's the leader of that band.
He is the leader of the band, but just when it's time to set up, he's busy with his own stuff.
Right.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, but somebody has to make sure the whole unit's working properly.
Yeah, usually that's me.
Oh.
I keep my eyes peeled on everything, okay? Mm-hmm. Also, another thing, now the band goes on, and we had a great set. Also a cool thing, we debuted three new songs.
Cool.
Nice.
And the thing is, we, you know, between when we merged with McClinton and we've been playing the old stuff since we've been playing for years because, you know, we took a break, we merged with McClinton, we came back, blah, blah, blah. So it was the first time, this is the first new music from the band in about 10 years, literally.
Nice.
And we've got 12 more ready to go, so it was really, really good.
Well, we're waiting for the CD, we'll play it here.
2015, it'll be done. So, we get done.
Hear that? The album's going to drop in 2015, kids. Joe will probably drop it. Like, we'll put it together by
It'll mistake. Fall out of the CD case. Oops.
Just I recommend you download the songs if they put it on iTunes for like 99 cents a song. Because just with past history, the Race Odyssey CD, you really have to commit to that CD if you put it in your car. I'm out. Because you're going to be listening to that song into that album until you sell the car.
That's how we do it. We work it. So we do. So we get them playing. Now, the reason I gave up a paying comedy gig to do this because we're doing this.
Sunday?
On a Sunday, yeah, down at Dino's place. I told, you know, Dino was cool about it. So I'm doing this to do this gig and also open for Carmine and Vinny Appice, who are legends in the rock thing in December.
Sure, drummers.
I get done, and we're hanging out. My bass player might be getting banned from Mexicali because he brought beers outside into the club.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
He goes, oh, you know, I don't know why. What can I bring you? And I go, and he's arguing about it.
No.
And I'm sitting here listening to this, and I'm like, I'm flipping out because if he gets banned, we might not be able to do this December 5th gig.
Oh,
and I
God.
Am flipping out because I gave up a paying gig, you know, a paying gig to do this, to get to that. I'm going to let him screw it up. So.
Yeah, but again, Johnny's got to take the bull by the wrist. So why is your bassist arguing? Just go, sorry, man, my bad.
Let me tell you something. Johnny's listening right now. He's probably going to go, he did what? Because I never told John.
Oh, shoot.
You know, yeah, but I mean, he's the namesake of the band. He's the leader of the band. Johnny's got to know about this stuff.
Yeah, but with the band. With
Johnny works very hard to get you guys gigs and everything. He's got to know when people are screwing
everybody,
it up.
But yeah. Everybody's got their, you know, because I wanted to see how it played out. Everybody's got their role in the band. I do
apparently the bassist is to fuck things up.
Yes.
He's doing your role on this show.
Yes. But in the band role, I take care of, like, a lot of the nuts and bolts back office stuff, make sure set list get done, make sure everybody knows there's a rehearsal, call Johnny, call Chris, you know. So, you know, I'm hearing this, and I'm like,
Yeah. So,
Also on vacation, I had to do the water bucket ALS challenge.
Oh, I didn't see it. Did you
post
it?
It's online. It's on Davin's Den, and it's also on my Facebook page. Wendy sends me a text message like on Tuesday last week. I nominated you for the ice bucket challenge. Oh, of course,
really?
You did.
I know what you'd nominate her for.
So I go to Joe's when we were mixing our CD. I had Joe do it. And the funny thing is, I have I filled up the cooler with the ice and stuff, and Joe could barely lift the thing. And I'm like, you lift bins, amplifiers all week long. You can't, you know, do that. So,
you were supposed to nominate three people. You only nominated Johnny. Did Johnny do it?
Not yet. He's probably going
to
do it this week.
You got 24 hours to do
so
it.
So we blew it. What can I tell you?
I got, like, nominated.
You're lucky you were out of town, stupid.
Well, I got nominated by the woman who's, like, working the club and everything.
Oh.
I go, well, I can't do it here unless you bring a camera and an ice bucket. I'll be happy to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll do the ice bucket and I'll donate money. Did you donate money?
No.
You're supposed to do it. You should do that too.
I've been busy.
You've been busy?
Where am I going to send the money? I don't know where to send the money.
ALS.org.
Oh, showboat.
That's what it's for. It's not just for people to look like assholes. It's a fundraiser, you dipshit. You think anybody really wants to see your hard nipples? No, Joe. This is trying
hold
to
on. Hold on.
You think anybody besides stupid over here wants to see your hard nipples? Maybe the girl from high school because she remembers them differently. We'll get a name of that. We'll get her name soon enough. Don't you worry.
Yes.
This shit's going to go ass up in no time. Joe's trying to play coy like that's going to make a difference.
Just remember, tighten your glutes. Get them off the ground.
Please. I'll take Joe somewhere on the road. Joe, why are you taking pictures? And I was like, oh, I'm taking it for whatever her name will be. We'll
yes.
There we go.
Have I ever done that before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, no, for New Mexico.
She's
and
a
Wendy,
friend.
Yes.
She's a friend. She's a friend.
Okay.
Well, now, because you're still technically married. Friend. Yeah, you have a lot of friends, but you don't bring them up on the show like this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, once Joe commits his heart, we look forward for more follies.
Oh, my God.
Anything
there
from you,
won't
Pip?
Be follies.
Yeah, not really. Nothing exciting happened to me over the 2 weeks.
Do you want
to
give us a quick curmudgeonly philosophy?
Oh, sure.
Do you have one ready?
I do.
All right. I will play your theme music. We haven't done this in a while.
You wondered about it. You waited for it. And now it's here. Curmudgeon Philosophy with Pip Helix.
That's the way it ends, Joe. Don't blame me.
I timed it that way. I didn't hit the symbol.
I know, but you were like mid-symbol.
No, you end it like that to show that you were not going to hit the symbol.
Really?
Yes.
He had his hand up because he hits the cymbal every time while we're doing this really hard.
He puts
air
on the
cymbal.
Is when like music he created is on.
I know. Air cymbal.
That's why I
know.
Feel like the asshole when I miss it because I wrote it.
Right? We write our own jokes. We fuck those up all the time.
More times than I'd like to admit. Yes.
Absolutely. Why isn't my whistle working?
Happened twice.
All right. Give us your
sounds like a personal
philosophy.
Problem. If your friend with a lot of cats invites you to dinner, first, buy them one of those little novelty plates that says food tastes better with cat fur. If they laugh, don't eat there.
Sounds like personal experience.
Or people visiting.
Yeah.
No. Well, actually, I did have an experience.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
There's like there's cat fur involved.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
Yeah. But it wasn't my doing. Really? No, it happened
to me. No, it was a cat. I didn't think you were shedding.
Yeah, really.
No, no.
Why does Pip have a furball?
No, what happened? It happened to me at someone's house.
Oh, but to you, that's like a garnish.
No.
Really? You're repulsed by other people's cat fur?
I'm repulsed by cat fur and food. It's disgusting.
Thank God the fat horse challenge is over, because guess what I'd be eating tonight?
Wait a minute. So,
hold on. I brought this for you.
Yeah, now
so
we
the
help.
Cats don't climb on your dining room table?
No.
No kitchen table?
No.
Never cat fur in your food? Never.
No. I mean, if there is cat food in the fur, it is a complete mistake. I'm really,
really... didn't think you were putting in there like a secret ingredient.
Well, yes.
What is this? It's calico.
2012, an excellent year for calico.
All of it's very good. Very good.
Ooh, high dander. You can't get that every place.
High dander.
Is that salt? No, it's dander.
You know, we thought it was tabby. Now, I hear people, you know, it's a new thing, feral.
Very exotic.
But you have to get it just right.
Exactly.
When it's ripe.
We didn't think you were purposely putting it
in. No, I know.
I
but
like the fact that you felt the need to justify it, like that was on the table.
But I'm like covering stuff with plastic. I put covers on things. I just can't stand the
you
idea.
You should go to dinner and treat it like a crime scene. You know what
I do. I do, because I know that there's, you know, cat fur in the air and stuff. I don't want it in food, particularly not food that I'm going to serve to somebody. That's disgusting.
I agree. I just didn't think you felt that way.
Oh, no, I did. No,
I thought you were the type of person that would kiss your cats on the lips.
No.
Oh,
no.
That's disgusting.
No.
Do you cats how to use the toilet?
No, they're not that
they're
smart.
Cats, Joe. They you don't even know how to use the toilet.
my cats are trained.
Try hard every day.
Yes. They've trained me. They know that when I'm going to go into the bathroom that I will turn the water on for them to jump into the sink and lick the water.
Yeah,
what? You're both looking at me like I'm nuts.
All right, so tell me this cat fur story, and then we'll take our break.
I went over to my friend's house for dinner, and this is the first time I was eating over her house.
And
they
the
had
last time.
Last time.
It was.
Don't be doing that again.
It was. I never ate there again.
No, they hadn't invited her back. Pip used the cat litter box.
You know why? Yeah. You know why? I said, did you see all the fur she had on her sweater?
Yeah. That's a very
and she
distinct
sat on the furniture
that you track your own cat fur in.
You know, it is possible, but
she sat on the couch. No, and I just felt
no. But this wasn't particularly about fur. This was just their attitude about cats and food. They had
let her roll around in the dish. Who cares? Look, she loves spaghetti.
Almost.
What? No.
They put the food out on the table, and they're starting to put down, here's salt and pepper, and here's the butter, and here's the fucking cat.
Such language. I get a
funny feeling where she's going with this, and I agree.
Gets up on the table. Now, I'm sitting there, and they're bringing stuff out. Gets up on the table, and the butter dish is open, and the cat starts going, slurp, 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 down the butter dish. And I'm like,
on the butter?
On the butter. Not the dish, the butter.
The cat is licking
it and going full bar, is going from end to end. Lick.
Now you bring this to their attention, and they say, oh, gosh, get off the table, and they throw out the butter. That's what happens.
We hope that happens.
That's what happens.
And so were my expectations. I said, Squirty. Squirty.
Licky.
What's in this? Oh, just some Squirty.
Squirty.
I don't want a Squirty anywhere near the kitchen
table.
I don't want
a cat named Squirty anywhere near me.
Why, your cat's named Creamy.
Yeah, creamsicle, yeah.
But she calls it Creamy.
Creamy.
So she's going to chafe at Squirty? I think not.
Squirty is just kind of more bukkake.
The next cat you have is going to be called Chism. Come here, sperm. Come here. Come. Come, sperm.
Come, sperm. Come, chism.
Where's wet spot?
Yeah.
That's going to be come already. Come already.
It never comes when you want it to.
So I'm sitting there. So I said, oh, Squirty just licked the butter. And they're like, oh, Squirty. And they pick her up, and they put her on the ground, and they leave the fucking butter. I was like, no!
Yes!
And Pip's like, do you have margarine?
No. No. So I'm like,
cat's ass, Brit in the margarine.
I just get a pizza.
Get out of here.
I'm going to get aspirin. I look at this like it's like in flames
because
on
you're
the
from
table.
A cultured society.
Yeah, but when a hoarder who also collects cats is repulsed, we have a situation.
You have a situation. That's true. Yes. I'm staring at this like it's got Ebola bolts coming out of it. I'm like,
maybe
you
should have worn your Japanese mask when you were eating dinner there.
And that's where it would have worked.
Exactly.
That's where it would have worked.
That's where it would have worked.
Yes, because it would have covered my mouth and I wouldn't have eaten anything there.
Yes.
So you ate the food.
Wait. So
yeah, what'd you do?
Well, this is
looked in between her legs.
This is the thing.
It would have been a step in the right direction.
the
chow they had on the table.
and I'd never leave the house.
Well, yeah, but the cats have been there too. There's cat fur all of them.
Yeah, no, no.
Come here, Creamy.
I've heard of pussy whipped, but never pussy whipped butter.
All right. We'll allow that. Parquet, no cat.
Poor Kay. Now, the nasty thing is...
Wait, that wasn't it?
Really? We're just getting down to business
now?
Are you kidding me?
Did the cat take a dump in the pudding and we called it a night?
Don't ruin the story.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to jump ahead. I apologize.
I'm sorry. In our house, we call that garnish.
Oh.
No. So I think, okay, I'm not touching that butter.
You're damn
I don't need a roll. I don't need to... I don't know.
No way.
No.
I can't
Every
believe it's cat butter.
Course is got... butter
yeah,
in it.
But the cat licked post butter.
No.
Was this a used thing of butter?
No, they said, sometimes she does that.
Oh, that's a problem.
Hell no.
Sometimes she does that. I hope all the time you get new butter.
Oh, no. Apparently not.
We're just used to it.
Like, yeah, well, yeah, that's
and
you.
And they're like, you know, kids.
Oh, my
they're,
God.
They're
really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and so they broiled fish. They put butter on it. They had vegetables. They put butter on it. Everything. And they had garlic potatoes with butter. Everything had butter on it. And I'm like, I know where that butter's been. It's been in that cat's mouth. Holy crap.
Oh,
you should have feigned diarrhea and gotten out of there.
And run.
Believe me, after that meal, she wouldn't have been feigning it.
All right. We're going to take our first break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on extremejams.com. That's extremejams.com. WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, CyanetRadio.com, TalkSuperStation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, DavinsDen.com. TheIndieAuthority.com also has apps so you can listen live on all mobile platforms, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. If you miss Tuesday night's show, you can download the show at any time on DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm. Scammer clips are available on iHeart or DavinsDen.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.